Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. So right now you're going to get some really pertinent data, some really good and relevant information as it relates to the matchups this weekend, and even some information that you might use if you want to get down and you want to play these games, because I'm joined by an orthopedic surgeon and the former longtime team doctor for the Chargers. He is also the man behind the company Sports Injury Central. You can follow him on social media at Pro Football Doc. We are joined by orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Chow. Doc, what's going on? Good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to some a couple of good games this weekend.
No doubt. All right, Doc, so you and the team were all over the Patrick Mahomes injury from the very second it happened. Can you break this down? Take your time. Break this down for us. Generally, how long does it take to recover from a high ankle sprain? And then secondarily, how much do you think that injury is going to impact Mahomes and their offensive game plan this weekend?
Well, I'm sure we'll get into more in terms of line shifts on your podcast later on. It's more about betting. But, you know, our opinion on Patrick Mahomes and his high ankle sprain in his right ankle has not changed since Saturday. In game, we posted at SICScore.com that it was a high ankle sprain and that he would come back. And even though he left for a period of time and didn't return before halftime, we were confident he would come back, and we assigned him a six score of 84. He wasn't going to be very mobile. He wasn't going to run the ball, but he could avoid pressure in the pocket and throw. And his quarterback rating in the second half was 107.5. And the Chiefs started out favored. But then when reports came out that, oh, my gosh, he actually suffered a high ankle sprain, people got worried. And we're like, what are you worried about? He already played through that in the second half. As a matter of fact, Jim, there have been five high ankle sprains this season alone on other quarterbacks. Mac Jones, week three, indeed missed three games, returned week seven. Baker Mayfield, week five, missed two games, was replaced by Darnold, and ultimately came back week nine. Ryan Tannehill had two high ankle sprains. Yes, the second one was more severe and had surgery. But Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence actually continued to play with their high ankle sprains. Daniel Jones left with a left high ankle sprain. Tyrod Taylor came in, but then got a concussion, and Daniel Jones came back in and finished the game. So there's different levels of high ankle sprains, and we still believe that Patrick Mahomes will play through. Yes, you know, he limped slightly off the podium. There's a little hitch in his gait. We are 100% sure that he is going to play. There's no question that he won't be 100%, right? It's his back foot, his plant foot. Will he have some difficulty with accuracy or driving the ball down the field? Maybe. Is he going to be able to run the ball? Probably not, but he's going to have mobility in the pocket. And here's the other thing about Patrick Mahomes. Two things. Number one, in 2019, he played through a high ankle sprain, albeit on the left side. He suffered it in week one, and his quarterback rating was 143, 131, 132. He re-aggravated it in week five, and his quarterback rating was 91.9, 96.5, 125.8. Now, admittedly, the two or three games after the high ankle sprains, he did not run the ball. But you can see that he can still be effective. And part of the reason is he's a little bit of a unicorn and how he can throw off access, change arm angles, off balance, jump passes, wrong footed. He's made a living doing that with some accuracy, especially for the shorter passes. And that's why he doesn't need the traditional drop, plant, rotate, and throw. And that's why our six score is so high on him. His injury is significant, high ankle. But he's going to play through, and that's been our opinion all along, and it's been interesting to look and listen to all the line moves.
All right, so really good analysis, really good intel. Bottom line this, Doc, you just hit it, but bottom line this, you're certain he's going to play. How well do you expect him to play?
Well, I mean, he's Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, so he's special and different, and I think that helps him because he can change arm angles and do so many different things. Now, he's not going to run the ball. Okay, but he can have some mobility in the pocket and the little limited practice. And by the way, they listed him as full practice, but that doesn't mean he's 100%. Let's not go too far. On the one hand, I'm sure that he's playing. On the other hand, I'm sure he's not 100% healthy either. He's going to be hobbled some, But I think he can work around it, and I'm sure the Chiefs will game plan around it. And some of this FP stuff is probably a signal to the Bengals maybe not try an all-out blitz us so much because he does have ankle and mobility issues.
And by the way, we know how good and how well he plays against the blitz. Dr. David Chow joining us, the Pro Football Doc. I'm glad you mentioned the Bengals because we're focusing so much attention on Patrick Mahomes. But what about the flip side? The Bengals offensive line, Doc, was decimated last week, and they played lights out against Buffalo. The Bills were not able to take advantage of the injuries on the Bengals line. Do you think that Cincinnati can duplicate that effort up front again this week against the Chiefs, or do you think they're going to get exposed in KC?
At Sports Injury Central, we are way more concerned about the Bengals offensive line than Mahomes' ankle. We know he's got an ankle injury, but he will play through. The Bengals offensive line has been decimated, as you say, Jim. And in the last few weeks, towards the end of the season, each week they lost a starter. So they're down left tackle, right guard, and right tackle. And we know Lael Collins is done for the year with an ACL MCL, but Kappa and Jonah Williams have not returned to practice yet, and we do not expect them to play. They did a fantastic job against the Buffalo Bills. And you've seen the video of how well they did and how they rallied themselves and said, you know, everyone doubted us. And they did a fantastic job. But it's going to be hard to duplicate. And here's why. When I turned on the game, Jim, and I saw all the snow dusting and artificial turf field, I said, uh-oh, all the quick twitch guys are at a disadvantage. The defensive linemen and ends are quick twitch guys. The offensive linemen are more plotters with steady footing. On a slippery surface, it neutralizes some offensive line disadvantages. It neutralizes a defensive line. If you can't bull rush and generate a head of steam, if you can't get around the edge because of footing, the pass rush is diminished. Now, I think it's going to be very cold in Kansas City. I don't think there's going to be the snow, but even if there is some snow, it's a grass field and snow is absorbed differently. I think the footing will be different. And I don't think it's fair to say, oh, the Bengals are fine on the offensive line. They played well against Buffalo. The field conditions were the great equalizer that day.
I think that's really interesting, and there's something there. Dr. David Chow joining us, the Pro Football Doc. Hey, Doc, before you go, what about the other side? What about the Eagles and Niners? Who is the healthier of these two teams, and what do you find interesting about that matchup?
Well, that's very close. I mean, of course, everyone's going to focus on the offensive weapons of the Niners, where the props aren't even up yet. CMC and his calf, we think strain rather than contusion. Elijah Mitchell, his groin, and Deebo Samuel's ankle that was LP. We think all of them are going to play. But Lane Johnson is going to play. And the most intriguing matchup here is Lane Johnson played, got pushed back a little bit, played fairly well. But that matchup against Nick Bosa will be key. If Nick Bosa dominates that matchup, then, you know, obviously the 49ers, I think, going to have a great chance to win. If Lane Johnson, injured as he is with his core muscle injury, can hold his own, then the Eagles should prevail. But we all know Jalen Hurts is healthy by this point.
I was going to say, Doc, what about Jalen Hurts? When watching him last week, do you have any concerns about where he is in terms of health, or has he answered all those questions?
It's this late in the season. Is anyone 100%? No. Is Jalen Hurts without any soreness at his SC joint? No, he may have some, but I have no concerns about his ability to throw, run, RPO, normal play calls, and an all-out effort from him. No real health concerns for Jalen Hurts this week.
All right, so that's key. Also, as you mentioned on our podcast coming up later on today, we are going to talk a lot about the lines and some of the movement. In the meantime, there is a ton of info on your site that's similar to what we talked about, but so much more. It is all free to see and use if you're about doing your own homework and making your own choices. If you want to skip all that and you just want the picks, you can get them, but you pay for them. Doc, exactly where do the listeners go if they want this information and data going into championship weekend?
Go to Sports Injury Central, sicscore.com. There's field views that are clickable, offense, defense, run game, run defense, but also sick insights. It gives you the arrows on where CMC is going or Deebo Samuel, et cetera. And want your loyal listeners to check it out and have some fun with it.
100%. Doc, great job. Good to have you on. I will talk to you later on when we do Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Great job here, though, Doc. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can follow him at Pro Football Doc. All right, so a number of takeaways there that I thought was really interesting.